Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
How did you find out that blank and your body don't mix? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Jess. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Man, now I feel like a total wuss calling about what I'm about to tell you based on the things I've heard. But so I called you guys probably, I want to say back in February, about my really aggressive cat that scratched me and attacked me after she had had her kittens, and I ended up getting like a really gnarly infection on my back and my leg.
Okay? Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, we saw that. You sent pictures, yeah. And they were lovely.
Oh well, I mean, fun to, you know, let you know, tell the truth there. So during this process, though, I went to not one but six different doctors. Well, two specialists, four doctors, and had gone to the ER at one point because, and this is where this comes into play, one of the medications, when amoxicillin didn't work and then a topical made things worse, it was like just a kind of like a hospital grade, I guess you could say, like antibacterial type of thing. I can't pronounce it, but that didn't work, and then they put me on a sulfate medication, and it was a 10-day regimen, and so, you know, the first couple of days, and I was, at this point, in severe pain, like, already, and, I mean, had to have bandages and everything that was supposed to make it feel better, made it feel worse, and made it get worse, and so they gave me this sulfate medication and another one that's like 18 syllables long, so there's that. But so I took it for the first 2 days as directed, and by the third day it felt like my bones were on fire. Like every single inch of my body felt like it was burning from the inside out.
You're allergic to the sulfur medication. Sulfur, right?
Yeah, and I never had it before, and how was I to know?
Well,
and
see, that's so, the problem. My wife is allergic to the sulfa medication. All right, so I'm wholly unaware of this. I think where she's giving birth to our first kid, whatever. But they're asking her about medications, and I'd never even heard of sulfa medications up to this point, and she said, I'm allergic to sulfa medication. I never really followed up on what it's about, but she explained, I did not know I was allergic to sulfa medication until she was a child and, like, I don't know, broke her leg or something like this. And but they gave her whatever. I guess it's a standard medication or a standard ingredient in the medications, because they always ask. And but she, just like Jess was saying, she kind of went down in flames. So now, when that's the one thing. Are you allergic to anything? That's the one thing she names.
I always say the same thing. Not that I know of yet.
That's what I was saying. I don't know.
If I am?
I don't know.
But again, if I have bad diarrhea, or if I'm having stomach issues, or whatever that is, I don't necessitate that to anything more than just having a gut rot situation right
now. Sure.
I don't say, like, I'm allergic to fill in the blank from last night.
Right, you don't know until someone tells you.
And it could very well be that what I had last night was the reason for this. And every time I do that, but I haven't found a correlation or association to actually be able to figure out what that is.
But that's the problem with allergies, you know, when they ask, especially with medications. I'm like, I don't know, man. What's going to happen if I am? They're like, well, we don't know. I'm like, well, I don't want to know, but just try it out and see what happens.
Allergies are weird, too. Like, I was never allergic to the pollen stuff in Maryland. And then I moved to the West Coast and developed them as an adult.
But do you think it's that you developed it as an adult, which I know you did. But beyond that, do you think it's just the difference in what some of the plants might be? Do you know what I mean? Like,
or the lack of heat.
Because you're, like, born and raised in one place, so you're just around it.
I'm just regurgitating what the doctor said.
Right.
Because I said, I've never had allergies till now. And they said, well, a lot of them develop as adults.
Huh. Okay. All right.
Have you ever heard of thunderstorm asthma?
Thunderstorm asthma?
Probably not.
Is that a blues player?
Probably not very prevalent in this area. But they say if you're a person with bad allergies or asthma, stormy weather can be more than an annoyance. It can be a serious threat to your health. And this is from the Harvard Health Publishing senior faculty member. thing called thunderstorm asthma, first reported in the 1980s in England and Australia, and cases continue to crop up. Just after severe thunderstorms passed through Melbourne, Australia in 2016, more than 9,000 people sought urgent medical care for asthma during one notable event. Medical facilities at that point were overwhelmed. At least 8 people died. That is unusual. But if you do have asthma or seasonal allergies, as it turns out, understanding this trigger can help you stay well. So what is this thunderstorm asthma? The term describes an attack of asthma that starts or worsens after a thunderstorm. So it can occur in anyone with asthma, but it often affects people with seasonal allergic things, which many people know as hay fever or allergies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So if you have runny nose, sneezing, itchy eyes, Ted, the stuff that you have, seasonal allergies are often worst in the spring, summer, early fall. But rain tends to lower the pollen count by cleansing the air. And many people find that rainy weather tend to reduce asthma symptoms triggered by allergies. But thunderstorms can make asthma worse because of a unique sequence of events. Cold downdrafts concentrate air particles, such as pollen and mold.
Uh-huh.
These air particles are swept up into the clouds where humidity is high. In the clouds, wind, humidity, and lightning break up the particles to a size that can readily enter the nose, sinuses, and lungs.
Thanks, nature!
Then wind gusts concentrate those small particles so large amounts can be inhaled. The bottom line, it's real. Thunderstorm asthma may seem like more of a curiosity thing than a serious threat to the public, but again, when 9,000 people seek urgent medical care for asthma in one country during one storm, that's pretty
crazy. That is nuts.
That is crazy.
Good Lord, man.
Could you be allergic to something if you know it, if something you know is bad for you? So, like, you're not technically allergic, you're just like, I can't be around that.
You mean, like, where you have a visceral reaction to it? Or, like, the guy they called earlier who just cut alcohol out of his world, not because he's allergic, but like he just made terrible decisions.
I was thinking more like dating hairdressers.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I would never.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you this. Okay. And tell me how you honestly believe you'd feel. I show you a picture. She's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Ted, she wants to meet you. Great. I've known her for 2 years. She seems really cool. You're like,
yep.
Right on. You say, what does she do? She's a hairdresser. What, like internally, like as a kind of the quick, like, oh, like
yes.
Then stay away.
Yeah.
Right? If you're, because here's the thing.
I only know through history.
It might be stupid. It's based on history, but like anything, look, it's like anything. You meet someone, you end up hating this person for whatever reason. Anytime you meet someone who has that same name, right? It, just for an instant at least, there's just that pang of hatred that they never earned.
And you kind of flinch. It's like hearing your own name, right? Like how long I've been doing radio for, what, 20-some years?
Yeah.
But it's still weird when you punch somebody up and go, hey, Ted.
Yeah, for real.
Right? Because it's like, right, it's my name.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I hate saying, hey, Steve. And look, yeah. I know I don't own the name. I know that. I just prefer you don't call or use a different name because every time I say it, you're right. I don't know. It's such a weird thing. But the other thing is, if you were to date a hairdresser, even if you liked her, you've been going strong for 3 years, you're still waiting for the thing she's going to do wrong.
Unless she owns her shop.
wait a minute. That's not really. Well, yeah.
Okay, so now she's an entrepreneur and just happens to do hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I've dated a few. I know some of my. Like, I'm just like, I don't know. And it's one of those things where, like, I can't explain to you how many times I've been there. I'm like, this chick's awesome. What do you do? And it's always the same answer. I'm like, all right.
And I've heard you say it before. Just.
What's that?
All right, what? Like, I can or I can't do this?
No, I just think it's funny. Like, I it's hard to describe. It's like people have a type or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I just seem to run into these people. I'm just like, I got to stop. Because it never works out. And I feel like I have the same conversations with the last 3 girls.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Stay away. Just exactly. Stay away.
I think, well, it's a weird industry, too. Like, real quickly, it's a women-dominated industry.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, most of the owners of those salons and everything are male, right? But then a lot of them, they want to leave, but they're afraid because they don't think their clients will go with you. And I'm like, look, you're right, that right, good. Right. Even if you lose 20% of your clients, you'll build them back up.
You'll
but
get
they
noise.
Don't, right? It's like, look, I might have problems with my job. I just don't bitch about it all the time because I know how long I'm going to work there. Right. So it just turns into a frustrating thing after a while. Like, okay, so what are we doing? Do right. we want to get out of the field or do we not?
Don't see, but you asked the wrong question because they're going to tell you anyway.
Yeah, I know.
You don't even have to ask.
I just think it's funny that it's the same profession and you're not trying.
Right.
Three in a row? Or three?
I've done, right.
Odyssey is
giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.